And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garro. New Hungarian President. Hungary has seen a significant political shift following recent elections. Voters rejected the previous government led by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán. The incoming leader, Péter Magyar, has stated his intention for a fundamental transformation in Hungary's political culture. Navy Petty Officer Crichton Van Diesel reports on potential effects to the region.
Magyar's victory was met with public celebration in Budapest. Many view this as a change that will make Hungary more freely oriented and firmly integrated within European democracies. The previous government led by Viktor Orbán held a two-thirds parliamentary majority for 16 years. During that time, it enacted significant legislative change, including passing a new constitution and rewriting the electoral system. The judiciary was also reshaped under the previous administration's authority. In his campaign, Magyar focused on restoring Hungary's ties with European allies and a promised shift away from the previous government's pro-Russian stance. He accused the former government of mismanaging social services and allowing corruption. This campaign points were central to the election's outcome. Magyar's party secured its own two-thirds parliamentary majority, winning 138 of 199 seats. This provides the party with broad authority to reverse previous legislation that affected the judiciary and electoral system. The new leader has also vowed to address the nation's economic management. He plans to establish an office for recovery of national assets. Magyar has expressed commitment to bringing home billions of euros in European funding. He also pledged to introduce the euro currency to Hungary by 2030. For more information, visit apnews.com. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Petty Officer Crane Van Diesel.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Anthony Garro.